Chip Taylor has written hits including Wild Thing and Angel of the Morning. But if you're thinking that the 65-year-old singer and songwriter is content to sit at home and count the royalties that he's earned from those multi-million sellers, you're wrong. Chip is still making music.
Must be the whiskey. Look what we just done. Must be the midnight.
Covering the sun.
Must be the fireman. Oh, that thing that you can bring me must be the whiskey.
Must Be the Whiskey is from Red Dog Tracks, the newest CD from Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez. The duo was one of the 220 official showcase performers selected to play at the recent Folk Alliance. Louis J. Myers is the executive director of the Folk Alliance. Formerly a working musician, he understands that a weekend spent at Folk Alliance is time not spent earning money for performers. So why do so many musicians vie for the chance to play at the event?
Musicians come here to meet other musicians, to meet talent buyers, record labels, publishers, agents, pretty much the entire industry, to have a chance to meet media people.
So what's this all about? Is it about the music?
It's about the music. It's about tradition. It's all common-minded people. It's not where the rappers are on one side of the room and the country people are over there and the alt-rockers are there and the metal guys are combing their hair somewhere else. And it's not about tattoos. It's not about the latest styles. It's not about MTV. It's not about what's big in Europe. It's about music that is enduring and a part of the fabric of our lives.
I'm laying at the other end, I got my suitcase under my head. Take my friends a message, tell them what I said. I don't need no money if I can have a drink or two. But ask them nice if they'll come back with you. Here come the train of moving, coming right on time. Won't you do me a favor? Pick up a friend along the line.
With 70 official showcase acts each night and several hundred more unofficial performances in the mix, deciding what to hear and what to skip is the most difficult part of Folk Alliance. Jonathan Edwards heard their performing Train of Glory, traveled to Austin from his home in the Virgin Islands. And since he doesn't play many gigs on the mainland, it was hard for many to pass up his showcase, even though it meant possibly not discovering the next big thing. Brad Paul, Vice President of National Promotion at Rounder Records, faced a similar dilemma.
I'm a music fan first and foremost, and last night it was hard for me. I saw Danny O'Keefe on the schedule. I was like, oh my gosh, Danny O'Keefe, you know. And so I'm struggling internally. It's like, well, you know, it's not like I need to go discover Danny O'Keefe, but from just a music fan perspective, I had to go see him. But, you know, at the same time, I knew I was missing two or three other sort of developing acts that maybe I should have, from a professional standpoint, gone to see. I think that's probably one of the hardest things about it, is just there's so much music going on all at once. I found myself last night having HDD. I mean, I would go in and sit down, and unless I was being really knocked out, I would probably stay for three songs. I said, okay, I'm going to stay for three songs because I know I'm missing act X, Y, and Z down the hall. So I'd do three songs and then get up and go down the hall. And I think there was only once that I only did one song.
I want to know, boys, now who is it who walks in when I walk out?
One, two, one, two.
Also spotted at the Folk Alliance was Austin-based producer and musician Mark Rubin, heard there with the Ridgetop Syncopators. Just because the former member of the Bad Livers wasn't an official performer this year, don't think he took it easy when Folk Alliance came to town.
Yesterday, I was rehearsing with Joshua Nelson at the synagogue at 10 a.m. At noon, I was here talking about what folk music is, allegedly. The moment I left here, I went to a recording session and played tuba on a Australian blues singer's record. And at the moment I finished that, I drove to a gig to play jazz and blues standards at a cafe. And then I got home around 10 o'clock and collapsed and then came back here again.
In addition to the first ever Folk Music Awards, the weekend also included two special concerts. One, featuring Arlo Guthrie and many musical friends, raised money for Hurricane Katrina victims. The other was a tribute to the duo of Loewen and Navarro. Eric Loewen is battling ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, a neuromuscular disease for which there is no cure. Friends including Eliza Gilkison, Jimmy LaFave, and Ronnie Cox joined the duo on stage for a celebration of their music, which includes hits written for Pat Benatar, The Four Tops, The Bangles, and Dave Edmonds. A CD of the concert is to be released sometime this year, and it's likely to feature a live version of How Mighty Is the Silence, a song written by Eric Loewen soon after he was diagnosed with ALS. I'm Catherine Cole.
Between the flash of light and the roaring of the thunder, it's like the time it takes a couple of words to tear your whole world down. You take a breath and it's passed you by, but the moment lasts forever. How mighty is the silence? Hearts break without a sound.